Welcome to the Buccaneers Observer Podcast. This is Ralph Phillips.
I'm Molly Bay.
He's gone. Bye, Cutter. Done.
You're not as upset as I.
Yeah, I kind of resolved myself to it. Kind of knew it was going to happen. I was hoping it wouldn't, but knew it. You know, to be honest with you, I think we lost this game because of coaching today. So I was like, let's start fresh, whatever.
Why? Well, when has that ever worked out for us? Starting fresh.
John Gruden. At least
one time 15 years ago. Yeah. Y'all are still hanging on to that 2002 season. That one time that it worked.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's all it takes, man. We're going to the Super Bowl next
year. It's going to work again one time eventually.
Yeah, it is sad because, like, as you were pointing out on Twitter, we have a record-setting offense. Our defense is really starting to – it's been gelling ever since Mike Smith is gone. I mean, we had good sacks throughout the season. JPP showed up. We just had a few areas that we needed to improve and get better at it. But here's the thing. I think I talked about this in a podcast about 10 podcasts ago. There's a stat that says that one of the best indicators of a team doing well from year to year is their margin of victory numbers. Like if they lose a lot of close games, then most likely next year, that's like 80%. Most likely next year, they're going to win those games.
Yeah, because you figure out where your deficiencies are. You figure out where you need to improve, and you've got a whole off season to work on them.
Yeah. So when you're this close, I mean, we didn't lose but one game where I say we didn't have a chance, and that was Chicago.
Now, granted, there were some ugly games, and most of them we should have won, and it was us beating ourselves.
Right.
I think that's been the hallmark of this season.
Yeah. We didn't nobody come in and stomp our butts. We basically tripped over our own shoestrings.
Right. And then to just blow the whole thing up.
Yeah. And everybody says, well, that's a coaching thing. And it is a coaching thing.
Probably.
But it's a very small coaching thing that can be fixed easily. It's a big difference than having a coach that, you know, doesn't know how to move the ball 30 yards down the field or –
right.
Whatever.
Like, here's the thing with a coach where he's had a couple years, he's built the team that he wants largely. There's some areas of improvement, obviously, but there always is. So instead of letting him continue to improve, we're just going to scrap the whole thing and a new coach is coming in and build it from the bottom up, and then they're going to have a whole set of issues that they're not ready for that they got to work through. So it's like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, this isn't fantasy football. You can't just plug people in and get their numbers. Speaking of which, I played Mike Evans today. I'm in the championship, played Mike Evans today. He got me a whopping 28.6 points, and I am 5 points away from winning, and I've got T.Y. Hilton left to play. So, hey, money's money.
You just had to throw that in there.
I had to throw that. I'm happy about it.
And meanwhile, I'm depressed over here about our team.
You didn't drink as much.
I'm already out of the fantasy.
You're fighting for fifth place.
Yeah,
right?
For fifth place.
Well, I brought it up because Mike Evans did well, and this is a Buccaneers football podcast.
Okay.
So
there we go. But you're talking about T.Y. Hilton, then. Yeah, I just...
So who are we getting for a coach now? I think that they've got somebody lined up because they fired him quick.
Yeah.
Normally they wait...
Until Monday.
Until at least Monday. And then they don't announce somebody for a while. I think Lovie was kind of fast, but...
Joe Buck's fan, they had scheduled a podcast on Black Monday anticipating this firing.
Uh-huh. Didn't think it was going to happen this quick, did you guys? Speaking of which...
Insiders.
Peter Report had... said they want Mike Leach, the Washington State Cougars football head coach, as our head coach because he's good with the media. I don't know anything about the guy, but I watched some videos on him. I mean, he's funny, kind of goofy, but I don't know how he is as a coach, but that seems to be their qualification.
What does that have to do with playing football and coaching a winning football team?
It doesn't matter. It's how they wrote a article, and at the end of it, they started talking about Brent Grimes and DeSean Jackson, and they said, they were never friendly to the Pewter Report staff, so we're glad to see them go. Bye. You know, I'm like, what's that have to do with football?
Yeah, and what does that have to do? What does that have to do with the Bucs winning?
It doesn't. They don't care about winning. They just want to. It's their job. They want to hang out and talk with
people that want to talk to them.
Yeah. That's why they hated Shiano. That's why the media attacked Shiano, because they couldn't stand him.
He
wouldn't give them any access to players, and he restricted all the media events they could do, and he wasn't friendly with the media. So they didn't like him, so they attacked him.
What's that got to do with football?
It doesn't.
Again.
It doesn't at all.
Ridiculous. A ridiculous criteria.
Yeah, and Cutter was getting to where he was getting sharp with the media, too.
Yeah, he was snippy sometimes.
Getting frustrated with them. It's what happens. Nature of the game. But yeah, this game here against Atlanta, I mean, we were kicking their butt in the first half. In the second half,
they 17 to zip.
Yeah. Our defense was shutting them down. Our offense was moving up and down the field like they do. And then the second half comes out, and they started doing all these tricky plays that were beating us. You know, they had to rely on tricks to beat us, and they did. The tricks beat us. I mean, what's that? Have you ever seen Matt Ryan catch a touchdown pass before?
No, I don't think so.
It's definitely not something in their repertoire. But, and we just weren't prepared for it. We got out-coached. They did tricky plays on us, and they worked. And that's a coaching issue. We were out-called. We didn't have our guys ready for that stuff. So, anyhow, so we were out-coached in this game, and the price of the penalty is lose your job. They played well, though. I liked it.
Hasn't this kind of been our hallmark all season, though? Don't we give up a lot of leads in the second half?
Seems like we have.
Right.
Yeah.
So not really much different.
Yeah, we've had a lot of consistent stuff in here. One, Winston being inconsistent, although he played decent today. Mike Evans showing up. I mean, he showed up just about every game. Donovan Smith giving up sacks and stuff. He's pretty consistent with that. Brent Grimes being useless. Although,
today he had a good game.
Well, for the first half, and then after that.
So then it makes you wonder if in the locker room they all just decided to give up.
They were all drinking, I was going to say 40 ounces, but that's like probably appropriating somebody's culture. I don't know. It's like you don't even know what to say anymore. You can offend people. Okay, so.
Yeah, but Brent Grimes, he had a good game today. He showed up. I wonder if he's trying to get a job next season.
I don't know.
Some other stupid team to pay him a bunch of money to do nothing.
We sure did pay him a lot of money for a little bit he offered.
But I also wonder if it's not because Atlanta's his old team, so he was kind of showing off for them.
Or he knew. I mean, he has gone up against Julio Jones a lot in practice in Atlanta, so kind of knew what he was going to do. But Julio Jones did beat him for a touchdown, and
it's about par for the course. But he had some pass defenses.
Yeah. Yeah, he played better today than he has in quite a while, but not enough. Stadium was pretty empty.
Yeah, that second group of seats.
Club level was just, it was all gray.
Yeah.
You could see all the seats just about. I'd say it was maybe 10% full.
In the beginning, I thought that it was pretty full, but I wonder if it's because both teams wear red. And so I mistook the empty red seats for fan jerseys.
Possible. the lower level looked probably about 60% full.
Yeah. Ooh, that's terrible. But this game was meaningless. Are you really going to drop a bunch of money to go to the game? That doesn't mean anything.
Money?
Most people were wishing that we lost anyway.
That's true.
So with our loss, we're last in the division, and we have a fifth round draft pick, I think. But if Oakland won, we were going to be fourth. But they didn't win.
No, they got stomped.
Yeah, by Kansas City.
Speaking of which, my prediction was way off. It wasn't way off as far as how much we scored. What did I say? 38 we were going to score? 38-21?
Yeah.
So I was kind of close with that. But you picked it.
I picked 23-21, and we lost. What was it? 33-31?
Yeah.
So 2 points. Still lost by 2 points.
Yeah.
And I did pick Atlanta to win.
Well, there you go. Molly is the prophet.
There we go. So who do you think we're going to get? There were some rumblings about Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh, but I'm not sure that people weren't getting them mixed up. Jim is the college coach. He used to coach for San Francisco 49ers when Kaepernick was big. He's with Michigan now. So there was some talk about him. Murmurings of John Harbaugh with the Ravens that maybe we were going to acquire him in a trade.
Not now, I wouldn't think, seeing as how they're going to the playoffs.
No, they're not.
They're not? They just won.
Oh, they did win. Yeah. Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's Pittsburgh ain't going.
Yeah, Pittsburgh isn't going. Which I would love to get Mike Tomlin. I wish they would fire
him. Maybe they'll fire him.
I doubt it. No. They don't fire their coaches.
They'd be idiots if they fired him. You're right. They don't fire their coaches. They then again, their coaches win, too. So
yeah.
It helps.
Chicken or the egg there. I don't really know. Murmurings of Mike McCarthy, I'm like, God, no.
Ew. Wouldn't surprise me, though, because you look at Green Bay's offense was always high-flying. We're going to want to keep our high-flying offense as much as possible, I'm sure. But how much of that was due to Aaron Rodgers?
It's 100% due to Aaron Rodgers because look at their receiver carousel. They never had a run game. Yeah. You know, I mean, how many Green Bay receivers – can you name that went on to other places and did well? Like Jordy Nelson, maybe, but I don't. Who does he play for now?
He didn't do too.
I know.
Well, wherever he went.
Yeah, I mean that's the only big name I can think of. So I think that their offense was 100% Aaron Rodgers.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him. Everybody's talking about Bruce Arians,
he had like one good season as a coach and then retire. Like, I don't understand where all the hype is coming from.
I think it's a media thing. He's just fun and entertaining and
he's an offensive guy.
Well, they had good defense too. So I don't know. This is one of those things where I don't really have anybody I'm rooting for. Don't have anybody I'm rooting against. I just feel kind of apathetic about the whole thing. Yeah. Whoever we get, I'll be supportive of. Unless it's Mike McCarthy.
He's like the no-go.
Then I'm going to be like the media is after 2 years with a coach. We need to fire him!
Yeah.
Guy hasn't even played
immediately.
Yet.
Immediately. Yeah. I know.
We need to fire him!
He's making dumb decisions. So we get through playoffs, and then we've got free agency, and then the draft.
How about Minnesota getting destroyed today?
Isn't that kind of Case Keenum's MO? I think in these clutch games, he always chokes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Always liked Case Keenum.
Because I think the Rams, it was something similar a few years ago. He's old enough to be.
He's a young guy. Dude, they're all young to me. Bruce Arians is a young whippersnapper. Young whippersnapper. Get off my lawn. And Philadelphia made it in.
They did?
Yeah. They needed Minnesota to lose, and they had to win.
So. Okay.
So one.
And they shot out Washington. Did Washington get shot out? Or they scored garbage time.
I think they scored some. I can't remember. I sat here and watched the game.
I know. It was like 3 minutes ago.
Well, one of the six games we had playing here. So Seattle, they're in. Mm-hmm. Those are the wild cards. They didn't win the division, did they? No, the Rams did.
Yeah.
All right. So. We got playoffs coming up. What's the schedule? We got playoffs and then what? Super Bowl. And
Super Bowl. Free agency.
Free agency. What date is that, Dina?
Mid-March.
Okay.
And then the combine and then the draft, April 25th.
I would imagine we're going to have a coach signed by tomorrow, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be the only reason why
fire him today. That's kind of what I expect.
Yeah, because they're trying to get somebody signed quick.
Yeah.
Which makes you think it's an NFL guy.
Right. And it makes me think it's McCarthy because he don't have a job right now. He's unemployed. So who else is going to sign?
Right.
I mean,
I'd like Schwartz from Philadelphia defensive coordinator.
Okay. Yeah. But can't you not hire coaches that are in the playoffs? Like you can't interview them until after.
Right. You can get permission.
A certain date.
You can get permission from the team.
Okay.
But you can't just approach them like you can during the off season.
Right. So that makes me think that it's probably not someone who's going to the playoffs.
Right. It's probably somebody that's been sitting around going, hey, Glazers, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, give me a job.
Which could be Bruce Arians, could be Mike McCarthy. The Glazers seem to listen to the fans.
Too much.
Yeah, too much, I think. But like with Schiano, they fired him because everyone was calling for his head. And then they hired Lovey. That was the fan favorite.
Yeah, everybody wanted Lovey.
Yeah. And then
Fired Lovey
and then kept Dirk Koetter.
Because that's what everybody wanted.
Yeah. So they seem to listen to what the fans say.
Right. And how much of it is the media saying it?
Beating the drum.
Yeah, in You know, does the media get the fans worked up over this stuff, or do the fans? That's how I think it happens.
I think that they start because they've been doing that with McCoy lately. Do we trade McCoy? Now everyone's talking about trading McCoy. Right. Like no one was talking about that
until
before.
The media started
talking about it. It was only a few weeks ago. Is this Gerald McCoy's last game with or last season with the Bucks?
Right, and now there's a full write up and interview on Peter Report. And then the announcers today were talking about it. This might be McCoy's last thing. You know,
like, why? I've never even heard. I mean, we listened to Joe Buck's fan podcast last weekend, and they were talking about the prospects of getting some draft picks for him. Or I just don't see. He's at the tail end of his career. He's not producing what he was at the height, which really wasn't that spectacular.
Yeah,
then,
if you're gonna pay that much money, because whoever gets him,
yeah, it's like $13 million.
Yeah, and he's gonna have to be the last piece you need.
Yeah,
and you're not gonna build a team around him.
Right,
those days are gone. And so who needs that last? Who's got an awesome second? Arizona. Arizona's got a good secondary. They need some upfront guys, right?
I
got Clay,
I know,
Clay
but are
Campbell.
You going to pay $13 million for one? Why wouldn't you just draft one?
Because you never know with drafting. You never know what you're going to get. With McCoy, you definitely know what you're going to get.
But is that worth $13 million?
Right. That's and draft picks.
Yeah.
You know, unless we straight up cut him, which I can't see us doing.
No, that's not going to happen at all.
I mean, if we can't get draft picks for him, just keep him on the team.
I know.
You know, if we can't make a trade, just keep him.
I mean, he's serviceable.
$13 million, though, that's a lot.
Yeah.
We could use that money elsewhere, I think.
Well, everyone says that, but, I mean, what's the cap now?
$190 million?
Like, yeah, it's ridiculous. How do you even spend that much
money? We're only like $14 million under the cap right now.
Ooh.
I mean, we're going to have to cut Deshaun Jackson.
Which everyone thinks that's coming anyway. Rumors that he doesn't want to be there.
Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Is he under contract? Or we can cut him without having to pay him.
Right. We're not going to have to pay him next year.
Which if you've got Jameis and then Ryan Griffin, who they've...
Brent Grimes. Yeah.
I mean, Brent Grimes is gone. Grimes, D-Jax, Fitzpatrick. I don't know.
Brait probably, I would imagine.
Maybe.
I mean, he had an opportunity. O.J. Howard goes down. Brait had opportunity to be stellar again, and he didn't do anything. After getting paid that big contract this year, boo.
Yeah.
He dropped more balls than he caught, I think.
Yeah. And especially him and Winston having such good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, last year?
Last year.
They had pretty good chemistry.
Or the year before. Can't remember. O.J. Howard's good, so we don't really need Brett anymore. It's nice to have him, but...
Yeah. But then you got all Claire, who doesn't produce much except holding penalties. I don't know. I mean... Every time I turn around and he's on the field, he's getting a penalty.
When did our podcast turn into Negative Nancy podcast?
That's true.
Let's just bash everybody on the team.
I'm just depressed.
She's depressed and tipsy.
And it's not like I was particularly attached to Cutter, but I'm attached to the team.
Right.
This team, not like the Bucks in general, but I do that every year. It's always kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Except for Lovey. I was glad to see him go, but... And it's just the uncertainty, and you just never know what you're going to get.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
We know what we have with Cutter, and we know where we need to improve. And I would say you give him a year to fix all this because it's small stuff. It's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, mistakes, discipline, that kind of stuff that you get an off season and you just point it out to the players. Then, you give him the chance to improve.
There you go.
And if at the end of next year there's no improvement, it's the last year of his contract anyway.
Right.
Would have been.
So, you know, that's all gone now. It's all theoretical now.
Yeah, we're going to get a new coach that's going to do whatever he wants. And
yeah, you never know. I mean, they could pull a Lovie Smith. Come in here, Lovie Smith fired. Every single one of our offensive linemen, all of them, got rid of our five starting offensive linemen. Dumbest move I've ever seen in head coach history. Who does that? And then...
That was him and Jason Light.
Jason Light did that? Maybe it was Jason
Light.
Well,
Jason Light was the GM.
Well, no, yeah. Well, Lovie had final say over all personnel decisions.
Oh, yeah. I think it was 100% Lovie Smith.
Yeah. I think he came back to get vengeance on the Buccaneers for firing. That's why I say never rehire somebody you fired.
Yeah.
You never know what their motives are.
Yeah.
Most likely they don't like you. So we don't know what we're going to get. We might get a coach come in, say Mike McCarthy or Bruce Arians or somebody else we've never even heard of. He comes in and goes, I'm going to get rid of this whole wide receiving core. Boom, gone. Yeah. We don't know. Don't know.
I mean, look what John Gruden did to the Oakland Raiders.
Right. Yeah. Nobody saw that coming. Khalil Mack.
Oh, God. Like the best player on their team.
Amari Cooper.
Who has made the Chicago Bears defense.
Could you imagine if we would have gotten John Gruden and he did that to our team?
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking about Mike Evans being gone, Gerald McCoy being gone.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent. If John Gruden would have come in, got rid of Mike Evans and Gerald McCoy.
Yeah.
First thing. Boom.
And then you end the season with the top five draft pick.
Speaking of which, who are we going to draft? What position do we need? I'm going with left tackle.
Yes, offensive linemen, please, Jesus. If they draft anybody on the freaking defense, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. What about a good safety, cornerback, linebacker?
No.
No?
No.
Be done with defense. You want some protection.
Well, I think the defense that we have is serviceable.
It's true.
Like we have a lot of young guys on defense already.
Right.
You just
get on the play.
Develop
better.
That talent. That's what I couldn't find.
They
a
did
word.
Good today, shutting guys down.
Yeah. So I think you just give them the chance to grow in their position. Left tackle is it? You get rid of Donovan Smith.
Yeah, if we're going to talk about getting rid of people, let's talk about that.
I mean, he wants top tackle money. He does not deserve it at the Buccaneers. He can go get it somewhere else as far as I'm concerned. He has not earned it. I don't care that he consistently plays every down. That doesn't help us when he's sitting there watching our quarterback get murdered.
Yeah, I guess play is a subjective term.
Yeah, I mean,
is he playing or is he spectating?
He's on the field, but he's not playing every down.
He's there, but he's not there. But there. There, but not there, starring Donovan Smith.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like the chemistry that he's got with the Ali Marpet, and you hate to break that up.
Yeah, but, no, I like him as a person.
Yeah. But as Cutter says, this is a production-based business. And if really we're going to fire Cutter for not producing, the players should be held to that same standard.
This is true.
And frankly,
so we should fire everybody. That's what I'm hearing.
No.
Just fire them all.
We got some weak spots.
Brent Grimes and
yeah, he's got to go.
Smith.
Yeah. I'm not even all about getting rid of DeSean Jackson, but if that's what he wants to do,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, they didn't play him today and he was healthy, so apparently he...
I thought he had an Achilles injury.
Yeah, probably, but that's one of those, it's like fibromyalgia. That's what you say when you just want to not do anything.
No, it's a hamstring. That's the one where it's just they
hamstring.
Don't want to play.
Well, what was it he
or
had
a
before?
Groin.
He had a groin hamstring.
Yeah.
He had a thumb injury.
The thumb was the one that was. Which, when you're a receiver, you need your thumb. I get that.
So I've heard, yes.
They really frown upon you, like alligator arming it. Right? Like, that's not how you
try to catch it with your face mask.
Yeah.
I saw that happen once.
By DeSean Jackson? Or
no.
Just in general?
In general. It was a long time ago. God, that was probably 30 years ago.
So we'll see what this week brings. I don't know. When do you want to do another podcast?
Whenever we find out who the next head coach is, I'm going to do the all 22 on this. Get it up, hopefully Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. I want to do a recap of this season.
Mm-hmm.
So I might do an article, but maybe we can also do a podcast on it. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. If anybody's got any suggestions out there, what you'd like to hear from us going forward, especially during the off season, it's going to be a slow time, but you know, we've got plenty of analysis and stuff we could do. If you're interested, if you have any ideas, let us know. Give us some feedback. You can reach Molly. Her email is mollybay@buccaneersobserver.com. You can reach me at ralph@buccaneersobserver.com. Or you can contact us on our Twitter. Follow us on there. Our handle is @bucks_observer. Or you can just come to our website, leave a comment, check out some of the material we have there. Until we get our new head coach, and we'll get on here and give another podcast then. Until then,
go Bucks!